Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What is weed?
Nick's got a gig in November. I don't want to turn around, Nick. Tell him where it's at.
It's east of Omaha in Griswold, Iowa, Saturday, November 28th.
Reminder, it's May 26th.
Yes.
Just in case you're hearing this somewhere down the line. Right now it's May 26th.
Just over 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months and a couple of days.
All right.
I'll start putting a set
something
list together.
On the calendar.
Yep. Start putting that together.
Yeah, but how do you put on jokes that you haven't written yet? That's a problem. You might write the whole set between now and then.
Hey, but the old set's new again. if you haven't done it in a while,
Well, I was listening to some old stuff just to see how it would work. But there's one joke where I mentioned, like, "Oh, I was in a crowded restaurant." And you're like, "Well, why were you in a crowded restaurant? What are you doing?" Like, even just a little phrase like that. Yeah,
that's how you spot the dated material.
Mm-hmm.
No, he said it was in a crowded restaurant.
Yeah.
This is old.
I was out yesterday. Doing what? Wear your mask, Craig. If I hear new normal again, I'm gonna just do the rules and hopefully everybody lives.
Well, unfortunately, the new normal is that Eddie Sutton has passed away.
Yes, it is the new normal. Eddie Sutton.
Coach Eddie Sutton.
He coached Creighton in the early 70s for a year or two, and then he was Oklahoma State. You said your Hogs, right?
My Hogs.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Yep.
Finished up at Oklahoma State?
Yeah, it was his alma mater, yeah. I believe, yeah.
I think he's from Kansas.
He was here the year.
But went to Oklahoma State.
The 12 players had Eddie Sutton, the 84-year-old Eddie Sutton. They include, but probably are not limited to, Anal About Anal.
Yeah.
Big P's Jazz Hands gets another hit. No. Crimson and Clover and Lloyd.
Don't know what that means. I like it. It's a law firm, basically.
Right. Oh, another cider. Or I guess the same cider that had...
Deepin?
Yeah, Deepin gets a hit, as does hashtag Blame Luke. Jalapeno on a Stick gets a hit.
Steak.
McLean Stevenson gets a hit. I get a hit. Saturdays with Sandusky gets a hit. Tap That Epiglottis gets a hit. West Side Icing gets a hit.
There you go.
Which has a new meaning now.
Yep.
And The Goose Is on the Table.
The Goose.
Gets a hit.
Now The Goose Is on the Table.
Over the weekend.
You're in eighth place, right, Craig?
Yeah.
Congrats, Craig.
Thank you.
There apparently is a Native American zodiac. And I checked my Native American zodiac symbol. December 22nd through January 19th.
Let me guess, you're a goose.
Goose.
Now the goose is on the table.
That's good to know.
Do the dates follow?
Well, it's December 22 to January 19th.
No, it follow the regular zodiac.
Same
dates.
Zodiac that we're familiar
same
with.
Same dates.
No, no.
Okay.
All right. What are we then? Look it up.
Wait a second. That might be right. Might be what normally a Capricorn is. Except in Native American culture, it's the goose. I'll have to check on that, Craig.
Okay.
Nick just had a birthday. What's he?
I'm an
older.
Taurus regularly.
I know that.
Do you think that affect? Like, are you acting differently now that you know you're a goose?
Yeah.
No, there's some people like, I'm a Gemini. I'm like this and this and this.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
I like breadcrumbs and swimming.
That suits me, too. Yeah. That's so me.
I'm such a goose.
Now the goose is on the table.
All right.
Did you read the description? And you're like, yep.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep.
That's me.
Yeah, it said nothing but good things. So I said, yeah, that's me.
You're a goose. Well, Nick just had a birthday last week, so what would he be?
I got a check for you here.
Maybe Nick would know.
He's a Taurus regular.
Yeah, he's a Taurus regular. That means he's stubborn.
The only time that's ever affected my life is I went to buy a lighter and it said Taurus on it, and yeah. I bought one that didn't have that on there.
Okay, move on, Craig. Todd can't figure out the dates.
Well, I can't find a comprehensive list here. The only lists I find are you got to do a bunch of scrolling.
We're at the end of the internet yesterday when you figured out Native Americans have a different zodiac sign.
I don't know where I stumbled across it. Right. Probably Facebook.
The U.S. Air Force is ending height restrictions to make way for more women. Until now, pilot applicants had to be between 5'4" and 6'5". The average woman is about 5'3".
Yeah.
While the Air Force approved most height waivers, they say they did not want to discourage nearly half of the female population. Instead, each pilot will be screened and placed in an aircraft specifically chosen to fit their body measurements.
Except the dudes are going to get in there and hit their heads after they get in with their wife if she flew the plane first.
Why is the seat all the way up?
I do that every time. Well, when you know, we should go outside and go to bars and stuff.
Yeah.
So my wife would drive home because I was drunk, usually from the Funny Bone. And every Sunday morning or Saturday morning, I go to get in the car and forget she drove home and go down there. My head hits everything. I hate that.
Well, and in a jet, you know, you reach under the seat to slide it back. Oh, whoops, that was the ejector button.
That's right.
And there you go.
Slide it back.
Opposite for me, because my wife has longer legs than me, and I like to be up close to the steering wheel.
Oh, you're a girl.
Yeah.
You're a NASCAR driver? You're sitting there steering with your shoulders? I knew somebody that used to sit that close. It was my grandma. right on top of the steering wheel.
It's a death trap.
I like to sit close to the steering wheel and straight up. Tyler likes to recline.
Oh, yeah. I like to cruise.
In a supine position.
Takes a lot of effort to keep that.
Say about those high school girls.
When's your birthday, Nick?
When you're cruising.
What's the exact date?
May 19th.
May 19th, then you're a beaver.
Hey.
What if he lives in the Southern Hemisphere?
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
Is it the Indian
in
one?
In the Northern Hemisphere, I'm a bear.
Am I a
but
bear?
In the no, I am. There's
In many the, senses.
He could be.
Yeah, in the Southern Hemisphere, the bear is in February and March.
Oh, we're in the Northern Hemisphere. Let's do that.
Right.
What about what about me?
Bear is August 23rd to September 22nd.
Does that mean that you're a social being?
Yeah, when's yours?
And what's beaver mean? You're an alternative name for a vagina.
Lick me.
Right. Who's the 20th? Who's May, 20th on the 20th? May. Then you're a salmon.
Damn right I am.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a fish
sucks.
From way back.
I'll be a salmon. I'd rather be a bear or a goose than a salmon. Well, not a goose.
Craig's a bear.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a bear or a beaver.
Yeah. Now, I am
What's
on
puss?
The cusp of bear.
Yes, you are. Of salmon.
What is, of salmon.
What are you, puss?
November 4th.
Can't be anything weaker than a salmon.
I don't know. Well, salmons are badass.
Yeah,
but when they're swimming upstream, bears eat them.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's when they're dying.
That means he's not a follower. He swims upstream. Right. He does his own thing.
What was his?
That means he's about
November
to die.
November 4th.
When you're swimming upstream, that means you're about to die as a salmon. Salmonly speaking.
But did the salmon just slap that beaver when it hit the beaver?
Yeah.
That I don't know. Oh, snake for puss.
Puss the snake. Oh.
Yeah. He fits comfortably in the snake birth totem.
He's a snake when we disagree.
Yeah. Jesus. I'm just going to say goodbye now. All right. See you
tomorrow. No, we have plenty of time to go.
See you tomorrow.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time.
We can get lower.
No, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I hope not.
So apparently there's a very popular new shoe out there that you can't have. Chunky Dunky.
What's a Chunky Dunky shoe? What is it?
It's a Nike skating shoe. It's a collaboration with Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
Ben and Jerry's has partnered with Nike, and on this chunky donkey shoe, they even made the swoosh yellow look like it's melting ice cream. The shoes went on sale over the weekend for about $100 a pair. You can't get them. There's a very high resale value on them. The retail edition pairs are going for $1,500.
Nah, everybody wants
for an ice cream shoe?
For a shoe.
Yeah.
That they just bought
they
for
cool,
$100.
Or they're like fat women and
it's not
sneakers
bad.
Wearing them.
It's fine.
Lining it ice cream.
It's a multicolored shoe. It looks, yeah, whatever. Okay. If you like multicolored right. shoes, they're fine.
Is it worth killing a guy over?
Yeah, good point.
Well, yeah, most shoes are.
Can I put a cap in someone's ass for their chunky donkeys?
Yeah, most shoes are.
Craig is right. Most shoes are worth killing people.
Yeah. So, and there are apparently friends and family versions of this from Nike that are going for $4,000 on the secondary market that they got for $100.
And those Indonesian kids, what, made that for $40 maybe?
Or less.
Yeah. Probably less.
I would say less, yeah. Yeah, it's a Ben and Jerry's thing. They're putting it together, and you can't get this, but everybody wants one, and blah, blah, blah. It's the latest in shoes.
God, just make more.
No, they're not going to do that.
I know.
What part of limited edition don't you understand?
Well, I don't need chunky donkey shoes.
You think you don't?
Don't you?
I got to admit, when I saw them, I thought, "Nah, those are pretty cool. I'd wear those." Yeah. But again, you can't get
$1,500 bucks.
They have size 14 chunky donkeys.
They do. Not anymore.
Three young boys from Bolivia. Intentionally.
I want that clip. I could use that. I don't know why I would use that. Stupid reasons eventually.
It could apply to lots of stuff.
Is that anywhere near Brazil?
Yeah, it was a movie, wasn't it? The Boys from Bolivia.
It was what, Puss?
Is it anywhere near Brazil?
It was the Boys from
Bolivia.
Brazil.
Don't Google three young boys from Bolivia.
Now you tell me.
Yeah, they're doing followed up with nude.
Y'all are horrible.
Yeah, I know. Well, after Todd's snake reference.
Yeah, it all went downhill there. I started the landslide. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought you were really ending it. No, the couple were like 7 minutes in. Yeah. No, probably not.
Okay. I was about to. So what about three young boys in Bolivia?
Intentionally let a black widow spider bite each of them.
Oh, don't they kill you?
Yeah, this is for that YouTube guy, the murder hornet guy. Has he ever had a black widow bite him?
Yeah, don't you have only like a real short period of time to get the anti-venom on that?
I don't know.
Who had to suck on the three? No, forget it. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Throw her in reverse.
I'm going to stop that one right away.
Officials say the brothers, aged 8, 10, and 12.
Larry, Moe, and Curly of the Bolivian scene.
Were herding goats when they found the spider. Now. Turns out these kids, the 8, 10, and 12-year-old, they're all huge fans of Spider-Man.
Oh, that's right. And you get the power. You can fly.
And so they were prodding the spider with a stick until it bit them, hoping that they would gain superpowers.
Now, I know this doesn't end horribly.
And they all have.
We'll do these with the kids.
The Spidey sense now, don't they?
Their mom found them, took them to a health center before being transferred to a hospital where they suffered from fevers, tremors, and muscle aches. After being treated for a week, the kids were discharged from the hospital.
Good.
The Black Widow, considered to be one of the most venomous spiders in the Americas.
Yeah, I think if you're small, it can kill you. There's enough venom in them if you don't weigh that much. And a Black Widow
can
kill you.
How much does a Bolivian boy weigh, Craig? You think
I'm not even getting involved in that whatsoever. I didn't hear that. I think I'm pretty sure the headphones cut out on that one.
I never thought I'd answer that question this morning.
That would make you feel horrible as a parent.
Right.
So maybe if you've got three boys that age, one of them's probably dumb.
Right, of course.
But if they're all three getting bit by the spider, not one of them was like, nah, I'm good. We'll see what happens to you.
You're right. They were all dumb. We always watch the dumb guy. There's two or three guys running around. Hey, who's going to do that? Oh, let him do it.
Yeah.
So I'm looking up here. I wanted to see how, you know, what, you know, if you do have a short period of time, you know, if it will kill you. And looking here at WebMD, it says if you get bit and, you know, you're going to the doctor, it says if possible, kill and capture the spider and take it along with you so they know that it was a black widow that bit you.
Got it.
But how do you normally kill a spider?
Step on it.
Yeah, squish it.
Right.
How are you going to tell?
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you kill a spider without squishing it?
They might have some science.
You're right. Punch it, knock it out.
Yeah. what's the alternative there?
That's a good
point. Suffocate it.
Yeah.
I guess maybe if you got some spider spray, you could spray
it. Maybe, yeah.
But, I mean, that's how I kill it. You know, you step on it.
You squish it.
You just squish it.
Or you set a trap and make them climb into a jar.
While you're waiting.
While the
venom is racing through your body.
Right. Yeah, I don't think you've got that much room.
10-year-old Bolivian boy. I'm teeing it up for you guys, and nobody's touching them. I love that.
Can't touch 10-year-old Bolivian boys.
nobody's touching that joke, which is good. But I know I see you guys all bite. Craig was biting his tongue right there.
Yeah. They're never going to be able to go herd goats again.
Nope. Dumbass kids.
But superpowers. You got to take your chances.
They almost died.
No.
Spider-Man's not real, kids. No. Don't do that.
And they'll be tying towels around their necks and jumping off the roof because they think the cape will make them fly.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
According to CableTV.com, the number one show in the country that people are streaming right now. Would you like to guess? Nah, it's too many.
I'd have no idea.
It's Friends.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. People want to... I'd have noticed with TV shows, especially any kind of nostalgia, it makes you feel better.
Then explain number two.
Hold on. They're streaming Friends, but Friends was just taken off of Netflix a couple months ago because it's going to be on that new HBO Max that starts tomorrow.
It's the number one show in the country, according to CableTV.com. So apparently they're watching it on cable is where they're coming from.
Yeah, okay. One of those channels shows it all the time.
TBS.
Yeah,
TBS
right.
Shows it.
Right.
Number two that people are watching.
The Office.
No, he said this. I said makes you want to feel like it's, he was saying it's exact opposite. Something is bad, right?
Well, it's not necessarily you said about the first thing.
Nostalgia makes you feel good.
Yeah,
the
it's
pandemic.
Not nostalgic.
Got it.
It's just Rick and Morty.
Oh, really? Yeah, you've been saying that a lot, Craig. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never watched it. It's pretty funny.
Now, the number one show that people are watching in Nebraska is apparently The Office.
Okay. Love that show.
In Kansas, it's Supernatural. In Iowa, it's The Big Bang Theory and This Is Us. And in Missouri, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Ozark.
All right.
Is what people are watching.
Fresh Prince is surprising. In Missouri?
Yeah, I was watching. No, that was Iowa. No, he was watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
People in Missouri.
All right.
I did see that our favorite show about Nebraska got canceled.
Good.
Or did it?
Bless this mess.
Bless this crap. Bless this stereotype.
Yeah. Bless all the stereotypes.
Yeah. We all live in crappy farms.
Cows in the front yard.
Yeah. All the neighbors are friendly.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are racist. Not true.
How could they be?
Oh, look, they're just crazy.
Good life.
They're crazy good people.
We have a death to report.
Glad they canceled that crap.
We have another death to report.
Yep.
People seem to be dying at the end of the show lately.
Or at least we run into it. It's not that important. We run into it.
That's when the reports come in, anyway.
News breaks when news breaks.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Biscuits and Gravy has passed away.
Yep.
Oh, the two-faced kitten.
Two-faced pussy. Although we all knew them.
Oh, the cat has
two faces.
Two faces.
Not, yeah. It was freaky looking. But, you know, I'm sure it was cute once you get used to it.
I'm not familiar with this internet sensation.
Yeah.
Just over the weekend.
How long did it last, though?
3 days.
Yeah.
It was a small cat.
Born on a farm in Oregon last week.
And they thought
died 3 days after birth.
They thought this was, don't say after birth. They said this was their ticket to fame, I bet, too.
No, because they knew that these don't last long.
They don't last long.
Yeah, the owner said that he was doing well in eating, but just not growing. Enough to support a, quote, large head with two complete faces.
Which face was eating?
Yes.
It actually had two faces?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like the head was kind of, like, right down the middle, it was kind of split. You could see four eyes and two noses and two mouths. Yeah. And
cats with two faces are known as Janus cats, named after the Greek god. Janus cats' life expectancies are not long. However, in 06...
Are they the mark of the devil?
A 15-year-old Janus cat became the oldest one, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really creepy looking.
Yeah. When I type in biscuits and gravy on my phone, the first thing that pops up is near me. I'm like, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
I could eat.
Type in
nude.
That's
a lot better than
biscuits and gravy nude. Do that.
Just in general, type in nude.
what do we got this week?
Tomorrow, our buddy Pete Lee's going to call.
Pete Lee's got a gig, right?
An online gig this weekend. Yeah. Right. Okay. Hippie Man's going to call us on Thursday, and on Friday, we will be talking to actor Richard Kind.
I love Richard Kind.
I do too.
As well as our buddy TJ Miller.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. And it's Tuesday already. It's Tan Line Tuesday. Enjoy your weekend.
National Masturbation Month.
International,
sorry.
All right.
Don't want to exclude anyone.
Right. Whack it around the world.
You can't go anywhere. You're lucky if it's interstate masturbation month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we masturbate in Iowa?
Yes, you can.
All right. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.